The forum was held on Tuesday night at the Athens Community Center. Local educators, superintendents, union representatives, and state officials were a part of the discussion. Ohio University Patton College of Education Dean Renee Middleton says the forums help OU's teacher preparation programs stay ahead of the curve.
We make changes in our curriculum. We make changes in terms of the professional development that we provide our candidates. One real example is one of the teachers that's on the panel, engaging her this summer to do some week-long workshops for our faculty on technology and how to effectively use technology in the classroom. She's Google Smart certified, so it helps us to make those connections. It keeps us relevant with what's happening in our schools and communities.
OU is one of 54 teacher education programs in the state. Dr. Rebecca Watts, Vice Chancellor of P16 Initiatives for the Ohio Department of Higher Education, says it's vital for local school districts and universities to have close relationships.
I absolutely think it's the clinical partnerships, and it's really getting those long-term relationships built between school districts and educator preparation programs. And it does not have to be monogamous, in that a school district can have multiple university partners, and a university could have multiple school district partners. It doesn't need to be an exclusive relationship, but building those relationships so that those field placements and those student teaching placements are meaningful and benefit both the student teacher and the school in which they're student teaching.
Panelists also discussed the challenges with teacher recruitment in the region. Stephanie Starcher is the superintendent of Fort Frye Local Schools in Washington County. She says teacher pay impacts the hiring process.
We aren't as competitive with an urban or suburban area in our pay salary, and so usually it's a love of place or wanting to be near where you grew up and went to school that will help attract people here to our school district or to retain them from the area, but definitely the salary.
But these education leaders say the positive difference teachers make in students' lives is also a selling point for the profession. Athens Middle School teacher April Stewart says the classroom is her calling.
It's a creative event. Every day is different. Every lesson is different. You have to do a lot of problem solving. You never know what your junior hire is going to bring in. You know, you never know what's going to happen in the day. It's certainly an exciting event that you can't script out. There's no sitting down and boring office job, that's for sure.
Stewart says there are a lot of people who are hesitant to teach middle school because licensure candidates have to take more classes than other grades, which is more expensive. But for her, the process is worth it.
So it becomes much more of a specialized area that takes a lot longer to be able to get that degree sometimes. And so a lot of people don't want to deal with teenagers, I would say, and don't want to have to jump through few more hoops to be able to get your certification, more testing at the end, those types of things, more money. And so it's a lot harder to get students into that age group. But I love it because they truly are people. I mean, they have their own personalities, they have their own beliefs, they have their own creativities. And they're kind of as junior hires coming into who they are. They're starting to be teenagers. They tell you like it is, you know, they express their opinions. But they're still people who need help with life and molding and experiences. And you get to be a part of that.
Forum facilitator and retired English teacher Rob Radway says teachers have to be devoted in order to be successful.
The teaching profession is a passion. You can be taught how to teach, but you also have to have the passion to go in and work with young people and to share knowledge with them.
The forum was the first of four events organized by the Southeast Ohio Teacher Development Collaborative. The next event is tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at Shawnee State University in Portsmouth. The final forums will be held on April 21st at Muskingum University and on April 26th at the University of Rio Grande. Both of those forums will also start at 6 p.m. I'm Jeremy Ludeman, reporting for WOUB News.